WRTI's Sousa Alarm March can be heard each weekday morning at 7:15. The oldest and most prominent band in the nation is frequently part of this musical workout. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston gets a glimpse of the U.S. Marine Band.
The musical Third President, Thomas Jefferson, invited the Marine Band to perform at his inauguration on March 4, 1801. It's Jefferson who's credited with referring to the group as the President's Own, a name that's long since become ingrained. More than 215 years later and counting, the band's director, Colonel Michael Colburn, says the sense of history that comes with performing at state dinners, receptions, funerals, and affairs of national significance gives pause.
The 17th director of the Marine Band was John Philip Sousa, and when I think too much about the fact that I hold the same job that he did, it can be a little daunting.
And how could it not be? During the Civil War, the Marine Band accompanied President Lincoln by train to Gettysburg and performed at the cemetery dedication where Lincoln gave his famous address. In 2013, the band returned to the battlefield for the commemoration of that occasion. And while many equate the ensemble with guarding the musical heritage of marches, there's also a history of innovation.
The Marine Band has always been at the kind of the forefront of new music as well. Back in the days of Sousa, he was playing music by European composers that hadn't been heard in America. So we try to really carry on that tradition as well and have commissioned several American composers.
Along with tours and public performances in and out of Washington, there's one constant. The President's Own revises its day, week, or season when the White House calls.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.